The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to see you guys here. You know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, right? You like that song? I like that song. And so it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And so I have a Christmas tree. I got to show you my Christmas tree, okay? And so I would love to say that I decorated this thing for like a month, okay, to get it so perfect. Here, I want to show you. Can you guys show them the video of this Christmas tree? Anyway, it looks really cool. And so, and I have a little elf that's climbing a ladder, but I think he's drunk or either he's tired. But there he is. See the little elf on the ladder? There we are. And so there he goes. He's climbing the tree. Come on now. Come on. Come on. See, he's getting a little tired already. You know, I don't know if his battery's low or if he's drunk. I don't know. Whatever. There we go. Isn't that a pretty Christmas tree? What do you think, Dean?
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I see Lance sent me a picture earlier because I asked Lance, I said, what are you up to? He goes, oh, I'm doing a show with y'all tonight. And then he sent me a picture of the Christmas tree. And I was like, whoa, that looks amazing. Looks like
yeah, you know,
fully done.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, and Linda did it. So, Linda knows how to do everything. So you can always ask Linda, right? And so she just knows how to do stuff. And so she helped me do the Christmas tree, but it was really fun because the more she did, the better it looked. And so there we are.
Well, congratulations, Linda. It looks amazing.
Good
Linda,
job.
It looks
amazing.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's really good. It's good. So there we go. And so, and the rest of the house looks the same way. And so we've been decorating. You know, I have to show you pictures next week of all that stuff. Anyway, well, so I hope you guys are getting in the season, getting in that space. You know, I see Christine Klein. She's got a Christmas tree in her behind her head. There we go. That's good. That's a good shot. I see some of you guys got Christmas stuff around you. And so, Judy, are you in the Christmas spirit? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sure.
You didn't sound that positive.
I took a little tree out today and I strung the lights out and half the lights are working. I took another string out, half the
I heard pathetic. Yeah. I mean I just heard the word. I mean, you know, but it's a try. It's a stab at it. Did you think it was pathetic after you really worked on it?
I just left the house. I didn't. I just left.
You got depressed. You're like the elf trying to climb the damn tree. You're like, I give up. No. So I think, but you usually have amazing decorations and you do all this and you go all out and go crazy, you know? And so anyway,
you're off.
What? You're not doing it now. Nope. I'm mad. I'm not going to decorate a damn thing. You know, I've had those years. Really? You know, you have those years where you're like, I don't want to decorate anything. You know, and then you have those years where you feel like decorating everything. You know, I mean, I have garland in my hair. I mean, I got, you know, I'm like all done up. I love it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Thanks for tapping in. I love to talk to you about whatever your problems are. I hope you're a damn mess, so I got something to talk about. And you know, Judy, are you a damn mess of anything? Is there anything I can help you with?
Ho, ho, ho. Well, I don't know if I can say it publicly. Half my family showed up for Christmas and the other half refused.
Oh, okay. So they're playing passive aggressive games with you.
Is that what it is? So I just stay on the course and just do me?
Yeah. I told you should have come home with me. I tried to drag you home. I tried to drag you back from Minnesota, you know.
To save me, you did.
I did. Remember, you know, I gave you a bleak reading. I love it when I give people bleak readings and they don't listen to a damn thing I say. You know, here's your bleak reading of the day. You're gonna have a miserable ass time, so don't go do that. Go do this. You see, you know, and it really works that way. Do any of you guys ever think you're gonna go have sort of a bleak whatever, and then you really do? And you go, what was I thinking? Why did I not get this, you know, ahead of time? And so, well, that's Judy. Hey, girl, sorry.
That's anyways. Okay.
So, you,
So I
Well, you
might be
should
going
come
to
here.
Christmas that's already decorated. Wink, wink.
Oh, good. So you're going to come to my house for Christmas? I love it.
That seems like what should happen.
I think so. Oh, good. So you're going to be here for Christmas. Perfect. Perfect. That's good. I think so. I think maybe we got like a couple hundred of our closest friends stopping in. You know,
Good.
Dean used to love those parties.
I
You know,
do. Those.
how many damn people did he invite? What
It was
the
just so much work, that's why.
hell? There you go. Anyway, well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything. This has been a crazy year, but I really appreciate you guys. Appreciate you so much. And so, let me let Judy talk to Jason Gant. And so, hey, Judy, check this out. There we go. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Judy.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too. Gary, could you step aside for a second?
Oh, in the way. No, there we are. Oh, so anyway, you never know, Judy, what Christmas will bring. Right? I mean, you never know. Right? And so you, I mean, Jason's got the perfect smile, you know. He's working out. He meditates while he's working out. We figured that out the other day. That was a really good one. The other day, that was a really, I enjoyed that call so much because you were working out. That's what you do for you, kind of like for your meditation. And at the end of it, I brought you up to this higher level, and you're like, "Whoa, this is crazy." And so, how's it been going? Have you been doing that more?
Yeah, everything's completely different. I feel like a lot more like I'm a lot more sensitive, like at least 4 or 5 times more sensitive. And yeah, my head's like open all the time and it's really great.
Good. Awesome. Awesome. Look at that. Just what you need, Judy, a sensitive man. Look.
There is a
Perfect.
miracle
There
out
we
there.
go. Well, there you go. Well, you'll have to show up at the house for Christmas because Judy will be here, you know, and she's licking her wound. She's all depressed, you know. And she don't drink enough anymore, so she's no fun. And so
I might start this
oh.
Christmas.
All right. So there we are. Anyway. Well, so Jason, you got any questions? Any questions? Anything you want to know about?
Oh gosh. One thing I've always was curious about, I know we have these gifts that come from heaven. I've always been curious about, I have these things called kriyas, you know, my body moves when I have energy moving through it.
Yeah. Mine too. That's the reason you see me. Like you'll see me moving my hands around and doing all, you know, stuff, you know. And so that's what happens. But you'll your different parts of your body, you'll jerk a little bit or something, or
A
yeah,
lot,
a lot. Okay.
like a whole
Yeah.
lot, yeah. So, but and that's after that that thing with the opening up after the gym. It's been like really intense. It's good. It's just a lot more open.
Okay. All right. That's normal. And so what you have to realize is kind of that's normal, you know, because it
Yeah.
don't look, you know, you look a little crazy if you're around people and they don't know what the hell you're going through, you know. And so it was, oh, I can't even say it. Oh, this is so funny, but I can't say it on the air. Oh my God. It was like, well, I'll say it a little bit. Anyway, I was on an airplane, and I mean the turbulence was so bad that I figured out the wings could not fall off a plane, or they would have, right? And so I can clear turbulence, as crazy as that sounds, right? But I really can. And so I'm moving my hands, but I look crazy. So I put my big fur coat over my hands, and my hands are underneath the big fur coat moving around. And so, and I think it was Travis that was with me. He was going, "Do you know what you look like? You know how?" And I'm like, "Oh, hell." You know what I mean? And so you see what I'm, you kind of get it, right? And
Yeah.
so you know, I'm just like moving my hands around and stuff. And so, and then I, of course, I move the fur coat, and then I'm moving my hands like, then you know, whatever. But yeah, so I get it. I get it. I get it. You know, and it's awkward moments, you know.
Yeah. So I was just curious, like, is that something I can, is it useful in any way, or is it just like a side
It's the way
effect.
the energy is expelled from your physical body,
Okay.
and from your physical body, your mental body, your spiritual body above all. And so it's the way that you're expelling your energy. You're a very physical person, you know, you work out, you do that, and so, but it's just the way that the energy is being expelled from you. So it's a stronger connection. And you can feel the connection stronger when, you know, with whatever movement you may have. And so, but a lot of times people do that. You know, that's like if you go back to, what was it, Saturday Night Live? Who had the church lady? Remember her? Yay, yes. You know, she would do her thing, right? And so, Saturday Night Live, right? Well, yeah. Yeah. And so, but she would, you know, she would do this, and she would, you know, well, that's what basically they're mimicking and making fun of. And so, but you're just connecting. And so that's the way you connect, but it's very real, very,
yeah.
Very real, you know? And so I was raised in a Southern Baptist environment. And so I knew all them were crazy. And so, because that was normal, they would jump up and down and scream and yell and do things and jump over the pews, you know, the seats, but it was pretty wild, you know, and so, but that's normal. Your movement is normal to you, to who you really are. So anyway, yeah, let us know. Take some pictures and video. That'd be fun, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Send it to Judy. She'll send you some money. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, guys.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Ten more.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. You need it. Anyway, oh Lord. Judy, you're just terrible. You're just trash.
You started it.
Oh, anyway, there we go. Who we got, guys? Who we talking to? Michelle, you got anybody?
I got a list going for you, Gary. I'm gonna put Haley Roger on real quick.
You got her?
Oh good.
Yep. Beautiful Haley. How
hey,
are
Haley.
You? I love the pink.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, look at you. I love your wall. That's cool.
Thank you.
If I got depressed, I used to paint the wall that color.
I love that. Actually,
yeah.
I recently painted the wall in my crystal room rose gold metallic glitter.
Nice.
Because I needed that like excitement in my life. So I get it.
Yeah. Remember, Judy, when you painted a bathroom here, glitter? That was crazy.
Yes, yeah. That was, you know, that was a, we repainted it. It was an epic.
Yeah. I got to do the same, but it was fun nonetheless.
Yeah, the whole process. Well, it kind of looked good, and then it went insane, you know, so it was sort of like, you know, like that, you know. Anyway, so what's your question, honey? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, there's Remy. She came down right now.
Hello, holy girl. There's your head.
Hi.
So,
you
can
go back upstairs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'll just start with a fun question because I have two questions. And so it's kind of continuing on from the last time we spoke about you saying that I, in the middle of the night, I go on missions and I do all these great things, which I'm still waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is fine. I'm just used to it. I was wondering if you could, I don't remember any of that, or I don't really experience that. So I was wondering if that's like a block or something that I can start, or if I'm not supposed to.
I hear you're not supposed to yet. You kind of grow into that. You know, I used to do, I'm sure I was doing this a long time ago, because I can remember different bits and bobs as a child. One particular incident where I was breaking bombs and I would scream at my mother when I would come out of this sort of comatose state. And I would scream at her and I would say, I'm breaking the bombs, leave me alone. Right. And I'd be screaming. And my mom was so cool. She would just go, well, break them real good. Make sure you break them. Right. And so, and then later, God showed me this. It was on CNN. God said, watch CNN for a minute. I was doing a show in Vegas. And before I went down to do a live show, I was watching TV and I went to CNN. And it was like declassified today in 1963. And it talked about, you know, these two nuclear bombs where a B-12 bomber crashed. And both bombs should have went off and neither one did. And they talked about one was broken from the factory and one was just mysteriously broken. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And God told me, he says, I broke one from the factory and you broke the other. See, because from, so as weird as that sounds, from our dimension, we can do stuff. As crazy as that story may sound, that's a true story. But we can do things from this earthly dimension where we're physical, that heaven can't do as easily.
Oh.
And so everybody just thinks, you know, heaven supersedes us and we're just little morons running around. But actually, no, we're super spiritual beings. We're all God beings and we can do God things. And so, we can actually do things from this space we're in, the physical space, that even heaven can't do sometimes.
That's interesting. Yeah, yeah, I would have thought that it would be the other way around. So
no, well, see, that's the
more powerful. We can do God, but I didn't know it was like sometimes it can.
Yeah, it can be, and so. What you may be experiencing or doing, you know, we're doing jobs for God. Mm-hmm. Many times autistic kids do jobs for God. People say, where is this kid? He, you know, he's not here. He's not in there. He's in his body. And I'm like, yeah, but because he's up there doing a job for God, because we're too spiritually lazy. And so a lot of times even autistic kids especially will be doing a job for God. And so we're just doing jobs for God a lot of times, and hey, it's just what we're supposed to do. And
someday it'll come to me. And that's kind of the answer I've been getting with all of my spiritual things, is it's coming, be patient.
Well, you know, many times I found, you know, because I didn't come with an owner's manual. And so I found that, you know, I'll just learn something and I'll go, aha, and I'll have aha moments. So, you know, expect to have aha moments where you aha.
Yeah, I call them epiphanies, because right. I get them all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you do, you'll understand that's how that all works. You know, and so you'll have a whole bunch of stuff and you'll figure out how it works, you know, because you'll just have an aha moment. And so just realize that's part of it. So there we go. You're beautiful.
Thank you. My second one, actually, I'm very nervous about saying this. So I wrote down my question because I don't know if I can get through it. So there have been some huge shifts within my relationship with Garrett. And I'd appreciate your insight on that and on the current trajectory, if it is the correct one. You have always said that he was my person and that we have right. This rare depth of love.
Right.
No matter how I spin it, there's something in me that wants Uncle Gary's insight prior to cementing this drastic life change.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I see. I hear that your the situation you're thinking now is, I heard the one word, and the word was temporary. So you're going through a temporary thing, not a permanent thing. So you may have a temporary thing, not a permanent thing. So whatever this little epiphany or life-changing event is.
So we broke up. And so yeah. I don't know, when you say temporary, is it like
a temporary breakup?
Or is it like, but like he's moving out, and like, to be quite Maybe. Honest, I feel like he kind of is like a boulder. So I want the perfect outcome for both of us. Of course,
I think it's temporary, which means it probably won't really happen. And so that's, your hands felt warm when I said that. I felt it. And so, yeah, so I think this is temporary. So don't drive yourself too crazy. You know,
can you send him light? Because honestly, what it comes down to is he's not choosing me, and I'm not going to stay around with someone who doesn't choose mm-hmm. me, because I am enough and I deserve better. So he's really at a dark place in pretty much every aspect of his life right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can clear all that off. He has addictive demons. Yeah. Is he an addict of any type?
No, he's not.
I didn't think so. So that's the reason I'm sort of confused with all the addictive demons, but I just killed them all. And so he's going to act a lot better now, is what I see. He's sort of addicted to fear.
He's afraid to like. He believes in like the grind and like working hard and like not stopping. He never stops working. Like he's never present.
Well, he believes that everything has to be hard.
Where I believe everything can be manifested. I'm magic. So there's just some fundamental differences.
So I just cleared it off him. Let's see how he acts. Let's see what happens. Temporary, that's what I think. Okay. All
Okay. All right.
right. Man,
Yeah.
good
I love
luck. Good
you.
luck.
Thank
You.
you.
Good luck, girl. Good
Thank
luck.
you, beautiful. Hope to see
Thank
you.
you,
Love
sweet.
you. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Big hug. I'm gonna give her a hug. Yeah.
Yeah, hug,
Yeah.
hug. She felt like a hug. Yes. We love you, Haley.
You guys can
Okay.
just come to my house. If you have a little depression over the holiday, you can just come over and we'll eat and drink. We'll eat and drink ourselves right out of it. There we are. I think you can do that. I think that's good.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, I always did it. That's perfect. That's good. Judy's like, I've already. Oh, you already Venmo'd in money. Look at that. Oh.
Judy's looking
Jason's
for
like,
plane tickets right now.
yeah. Jason's like, all right. Look at this. Anyway.
Thank
Okay. All right. And so, what are we doing? Who are we talking to?
you, Gary. I got a new guy. His name is Robert Hupert.
All
Robert,
right.
hi, welcome. Thank you. Where are you from? Oh, can you unmute?
Hey, Robert, you have to unmute, please.
Oh,
Robert,
unmute. Yeah, I can't hear
can
you.
you unmute?
There you
Hi
are. There
there.
we Now
How
I
are you?
got you. Hey, buddy. How are
Pardon me,
you?
I'm cooking dinner at the moment. I'm
Oh,
making
good.
some ribs.
Good for you.
I'm from, my name is Robert Hufford, and I'm from El Cajon, California.
Nice. All right, buddy. Yeah, what's your question? What's your question?
I have a couple for you. My mom passed away in July. I was her caregiver for 10 years. She was 88. Does she have any messages for me?
She's freaked out. She says, leave it to you to figure out a way to call me up here. And so she's kind of amazed from heaven that you actually are connected to her, and so, but you were always the one that would figure out how to do everything, like the remote control on the TV, I mean, she was, she's a funny lady. She's having fun though. She just says, she loves you. It's the biggest thing. She just says she loves you, and she says thank you. Thank you for taking good care of me. And she really appreciates it. She's also with some other people up there. They're all like cheering you on, saying they love you, trying to bring you light, love, abundance. I see a lot of abundance coming your way, and so that looks good. Looks really good business wise. I don't know what you do, but you're gonna do well, and so it looks good. Looks really good. Are you working with some new stuff now you're excited about?
I'm actually looking at projects right now. I was taking care of my mom, so it's like I'm trying to see what kind of things I'd be interested in now. I'm just kind of taking my
I see
time and
I see
checking
you
in.
doing I see you doing properties and things. That's what I see. Okay. I don't know if that makes any
That would
sense
be
to
good.
you. Yeah. I see properties, real estate, different things like that, and I see you doing really well. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
And the other question, my friend is going through just a really tough time financially, and I'm just stressed out about it. I've been helping her out and helping her pay rent and groceries for the last few months, and I can just do so much. It's like I can't do this forever. It's like, will she get back on the groove and
Well,
get clients and
I think I'd draw a timeline in the sand, over the next couple of months, maybe, and let her know that that's the deal. Really simple, and because you can't continue to do this forever, that's the truth. And so, but I think it's okay that you've helped. I think sometimes we are in a position where we can help, and we do help, and it's good. But I don't know that you're going to continue to help in the way you have. And so I think that you're on the money with that. And it feels good. Nothing feels out of whack. You know, in other words, it's okay. You can do whatever you want to do. It's your money.
Yeah.
You see? So it's like that. When I'm looking around you, I'm just clearing off all the negative energy from your mom. And so sometimes you would feel guilty if you did anything that she wouldn't agree with. And so I'm just clearing that off so you don't have that feeling anymore. So there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And could you clear my friend's energy?
I just did. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I see your friend. I don't know if they've got a trip. I don't know where you are in the world. Where do you live?
El Cajon, California.
Okay. I see your friend.
East San Diego.
Okay. I see your friend going to doing something in Atlanta that really helps.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what Georgia has to do with anything, but I see it. Okay.
Cool.
All right. There we are. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert. Take care. Happy holidays.
There we go. Michelle, who we got? Yes, have?
Thank you so much, Gary. Okay.
I didn't see my bobblehead here.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, I didn't notice it. Right. Oh, there it is.
That looks stupid. Anyway, let me put it.
Anyway,
you could show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Will. How's it going?
Hey. Oh man, I had a really bad Thanksgiving. I'm just gonna cut to the chase. I got two questions. My dad's side of the family's basically gone completely insane. Just I had a lay low. I was talking with my dead mom. She just said, "Take your meds, stay down, just go to sleep. Don't deal with anything." Today I just called out of work. I'm just chilling out, just taking a chill pill, just working on my projects. And I was wondering, I guess, if you could just disable whatever's going on with my dad's side of the family so they stop projecting at me.
Well, I think you're tapping into it. I think it works. Yeah. I think you're obsessing on them. Mm-hmm. And so you got just back off a little bit, you know, and let them do their thing because they're kind of crazy. And when you tap into them, you're going to feel crazy.
Yeah.
So that's what you got going. And I just cleared that away. Now look how light you feel now. See?
Yeah.
Good. Buddy, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. There you go. All looks good. I see a big God matrix on you. Man, you can manifest anything you want. Just go do it.
You know? Yeah. Well, I was wondering, one, I sent Michelle our finished graphic novel that we got completed at the end of October. So if you wanted to review it, you know, on the private or whatever, I'd be honored for that. And then the other project that has a green aura, we're basically on the last leg completing it. We're just updating the cover. And I was just wondering, I guess, what you see with both of them. I'm just ecstatic. We got two books done in 1 year.
That's really, really good. Daniel Steele, my friend, writes 7 books a year.
I'm not competing with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's 70. How old is Danielle now, Dean?
I think 74, 75, I guess.
Yeah. She writes 7 books a year. And she's a total maniac. Can you imagine? There's a reason why she sold 1 billion books.
Maybe I'll get there one day.
Yeah, so I'm letting you know that you can certainly do 2 books. She does 7. So yeah, tear it up. I cleared everything off of you. You'll find you'll feel a whole lot better. Your arms got really warm inside. Feel that?
Yeah.
And so I see the gift of writing and everything coming to your magic to your hands, and this is with your creativity. Your creativity will go in through everything you're doing. And so, and your magic is your creativity. And so when you're in creative mode, your magic rolls through you. That's the way it is for you. And so it looks good. Yeah. So you'll be okay. It's all right if you had a bad day. It's all right. You know?
Yeah. Just, you know, suck it up and just suck it up.
Yeah. I see you doing well, buddy. Good luck with everything. Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, I appreciate you.
Well, we're so proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually does really well.
Yeah. You know, oh my gosh, you should see his work, Gary. I'll send it to your phone.
He sends me things, and I actually enjoy it. You know, and so I think it's quite amazing. So there we go. Who are we talking to, girl?
Well, thank you, Gary. I have Marifel Ortega. Oh. Hi, Marifel. Thank you for being patient. Can you let us know where you're from? Go ahead and unmute. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Welcome.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I'm from the Philippines right now. I'm from the
Yay.
Philippines.
So is Michelle.
Yes, buhay. So, well, actually, Gary, I have lots to ask from you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And wait. First off, well, my sister is not feeling well right now. Can you check on my sister's health? She was diagnosed with fibroids and fatty liver, and right now she's not feeling well. Can you see through her if what's the main reason that's why she's not feeling well right now? And can you please send her some healing? And also for my mom, she also have angina, which is a condition, heart condition, and sometimes she feels discomfort to her chest, on her chest, and it feels like she's been choking, like feels
Right.
like someone's choking her.
Yeah, I just cleared her off. She's gonna feel a lot better. She feels more
Okay.
discomfort, and she feels actually more discomfort in her belly than her chest. And so, and I'm just clearing that off of her. She'll feel a whole lot better now. That's good. There you go. And so I cleared everybody around. Let me look at you. There we are. You're backwards in your body. I'm turning you around to where you're forwards in your body. This will give you forward momentum, instead of you rolling backwards. And so, but there we go. Now you look good. See, now your back of your head's hot. Feel it? See? Yeah, you got really warm in the back of your head. That's your angel. So your angel turns your head around to where your head is forward, not backwards. And so there we go. All right.
Oh, thank you. So it means that my mom and my sister will be okay now.
Better. Yeah, better.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
Thank you.
better.
Thank you so
Yeah.
very
Yeah, they
and
still whine. Yeah, they whine a lot. They're sort of whiners. And so, but it's okay. They're gonna do well. It's all right.
yes. Thank you so much. And second, can you please bless my family to be always lucky, to attract abundance, wealth easily and effortlessly, so that we can also help other people?
Well,
Because
that's what they're usually their intention is that way, and sometimes they get sidetracked and go a little nutty, but I cleared them off. They're gonna be all right. Okay? Yeah, looks good. Okay?
okay. Thank
Hey.
you. Thank you. And
Thank
one
you.
last thing. One more thing. This is last favor. Can you please restore the connection with my family, especially as siblings, because right now we have this kind of misunderstanding toward our kuya, or also called as older brother. We have this misunderstanding. Can you please help us reconnect again and restore the
I
love
did.
with
Yeah.
family?
There you go. I did. You'll make a big difference with everybody. So there we go. You'll get them calmed down. Okay. There you are.
Yes.
You'll do. You'll do it. You know how to do it. You'll do it. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you
Hey.
so much.
Thank you
Good
so much,
job,
Gary. Thank you,
Maribel. Happy holidays.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, she's so
She's
sweet.
sweet.
Good
She's a
job,
sweet.
Gary.
Yeah.
Thanks for answering all her questions.
Yeah, Lord. There we go. Ask me questions. What's your
Thank you.
question? What's your
I have.
question, Michelle? Tell me what you're up to. What's she doing?
She's doing monks.
Monks. Yes, Gary, please let it go well. Even though we wish you were here with us, but we understand.
Yeah.
We'll try to manage without you.
No, it's all good. It's
Okay.
really, really good. Well, give him a big hug for me, okay?
I will.
And tell him to
I
please come
love
and see
you.
me. All right.
You
Good.
know they're gonna want to come. Anytime you say come, they're gonna come.
All right. Well, you have to come too because you're used to taking care of them.
Yes,
Yep.
I will come too. Thanks, Gary.
I'll mess up. Have you figured out the monk routine yet, Dean? Or you messed up the monk etiquette?
No, I got it, I think.
Yeah.
You got
Yeah. I
the
got the beat. They're gonna be here Monday
Monday,
night. We pick them up at the airport and they'll
and
be
they'll
here
be here for a
for a week.
week. Yeah.
And then so next Saturday we're gonna do tapping in from Angela's house with the monks.
Yes, because
So
everyone wants to say
awesome.
birthday to you, Gary.
Yes.
Oh good. All right. You're having a birthday party without me.
Yes.
Wah, wah.
A live remote.
Yeah. That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Thank
Tell Angela thank you. Tell the
Yes.
monks thank you. That's exciting. These guys really can, they when they pray for you, stuff happens. I found that
Yes.
happen. You know? They're
Bless
like
them.
And they're like, we're going to pray for you. And I'm like, okay, pray
Yes.
away. And they did. And I felt better. It was pretty wild. And so.
Everyone has gifts for you too, Gary. When they come, they sent me your packages. So we'll, Alexa, stop. Sorry. So we'll get it over to you for
Oh,
Christmas and your birthday.
you're sweet. Yes, that's so cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate everything. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Okay, I have Raquel Vallejo. She's been very
Her.
patient. Thank you, Raquel. Go ahead and unmute. Where are you from, Raquel? Uh-oh. Go ahead and try and mute again.
There you go. Go ahead and unmute now. You should be able to unmute. There you
There.
go.
Sorry.
Yes.
Hi.
Having
Where are
trouble
you
with
from,
my
Raquel?
phone. I live in Portland, Oregon right now, but I'm from California. But been
Okay.
here for 8 years.
Oh,
Nice.
Cold winter.
Yeah. So what's your question, honey? What's going on? What's happening?
Hi, Gary.
Hey.
I've been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis for 10 plus years, and my hands are deformed. But I still work. I still manage to do things. But it's been 2 months where my whole body aches, head to toes. Getting up from the chair is very difficult, and I'm the sole provider for this house. So sometimes I really worry. You were talking about feeling depressed, and I think I'm getting to that point.
Okay.
Where, I'm just worried. I have 2 kids. My mom lives with my teacher.
All right.
So hoping you can clear me and see if, if I need to stop being depressed.
Feel how hot your body's getting inside.
I'm feeling so hot
Yeah, you're feeling
and
really hot, right?
teary.
Yeah, and teary. Okay, that's because I'm projecting. I got to where I can really project healing. I mean, I got to where I can do some stuff. And not that I haven't always been able to do some stuff, but I got to where I can really do some stuff. And so I just filled you full of light, honey. And I got you a brand new spirit. Say, God, thank you for my brand new spirit.
Thank you for my new spirit.
There we go. And this spirit will give you the oomph you need to pull it off. You're going to be able to dig deep. Notice how hot your hands are getting now.
I can feel that.
Yeah, and so you're going to just, I see you starting to sweat, but you're just full of healing light, and now things will start to be easier. And also, I see you getting luckier. So I feel you're going through luck, which will bring you money and success. And so you'll see it'll just kind of straighten out like that. And but now you feel different in your head. So your head feels really good. It's kind of a crazy feeling.
I had a big, I've been, aching my everything just, and right now it's going away. I'm able
Yeah.
to move my head, which I wasn't able to do.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? That's when you saw me doing this a second ago. Yeah. I feel your neck loosening up. I see your body loosening up. And now I see this dark husk of energy go pulling away from you. And I'm just reaching with my hand. This is what I'm doing now. And I'm getting a grip on you. I said, watch this. Okay, watch this. I'm getting a grip on your spirit that's got all this darkness in it. And now I've got it. And now I'm pulling it off you. And there it goes. Look, what did that feel like?
It's going away. I feel something being pulled out of my hands, and
Feel it? That's crazy, right?
I
Yeah.
feel it.
Good luck, honey. You're gonna be all right.
Were
You
so
can.
cold, and now they're very warm.
Good. Yeah. You're now in a healing space, which will be a turnaround for you. So good luck. Okay.
You clear my daughters so they drive me a little less crazy.
I did. There we are. Easy to do. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
Thank
thank
you.
you. Thank you so
Thank you,
much. I
Gary.
like you. Yeah, I
Thank
really like
you.
you. Yeah, you got this big giant spirit. It looks like that. And so, except it's a girl. And so, but it jumps inside you. And so this thing will really, you'll feel different. And so there you go. Good
Thank
luck.
you. Thank
Yeah.
you. Take care.
That was fun. That was good. You can feel it too. You guys could
Well,
feel it.
I just got lightheaded and everything. I got dizzy
Yeah.
right there.
Yeah, I could feel it when I was pulling it out of there. That's so neat. Anyway, ask me questions, everybody. And so, what you got? And so, Michelle, you got some
Yes,
people?
I do. I got quite a few people still. Larry Marquez,
All
you've been
right.
so patient. How's it going? Hi, happy holidays, Larry. Good to see you.
Yay!
Hey, where are you calling from, Larry?
How you doing, Gary?
I'm good. I'm good. What's your question, buddy?
Well, first I wanted to say I love you and I miss you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My second, just two things. It's about my grandson. He is autistic. He doesn't really talk. He's been like really mean, like pinching people, smacking them in their face. I mean,
yeah. How old is he now?
I think he's 5 right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I pulled 63 demons out of his body.
Wow. Okay.
Call his name. Call his name for me.
Zamir.
Okay. There we are. And where is he now?
He's with his mom, my daughter, my youngest daughter. She's been going through like a separation with my first granddaughter, her first daughter's father. So there's a lot of anger, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I think he's tapping into that, and that's freaking him out. But yeah, I got him looking good now. I got him really looking good. So yeah. I think this is going to make a big difference. And he feels much happier. So. There we go. Let's see. And now you feel light. Feel that light feeling? You feel really light?
I do. I just feel, yeah. I was just really worried about him. And, you know, worried about my daughter, too, because, you know, she's going through that right now. But I think it's a good thing for her because I know that she wasn't very happy with him.
No.
And, so.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. And it looks a lot better right now. Okay.
Good. Awesome.
So good.
And one more thing. My oldest daughter, she's been having eating problems. She has trouble swallowing. So she can't even take a pill because she's scared that she's gonna choke and blah blah. So I don't know what that's all about either. So
I pulled a demon out of her belly. It was an eating disorder demon.
Okay. I believe it.
Yeah, and so now she'll feel a lot better. Okay.
Thank you very much, Gary. I always appreciate you, and thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, Larry.
Aw.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You guys like him?
Yeah.
Yes.
We like him.
He's great. He's great. Yep. Who we got? Who we got, girl?
I've got Crystal Berrigan. Hey, beautiful girl. It was so good to see you.
Hi. Good to see you as well. Gary, thank you so much for calling on me. So I attended the retreat in Ojai and I absolutely loved it.
Good.
I have to say that since then I've had some things come up in my life. I mean, my son was in an accident. His vehicle got totaled. I was in a relationship with a long-term fiance for about 5 years, and he's just been acting crazy and just have done some irrational things. And then my daughter's vehicle got stolen. So I'm going through a lot of things right now. And then plus I was diagnosed.
You sound like a country song. You know, you got any trucks or dog problems or anything? No.
Well, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer on my right thyroid. I'm sorry, left. So I just have a lot of things going on. I mean, I've never had so many things go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is with thyroid cancer, it's 100% treatable. So that's the good news.
Okay. You know, yes.
If you're going to have cancer in your body somewhere, there's the spot. So that's the good news. I'm clearing. I'm putting a lot of light there. Look how hot your throat got.
Okay. Yes.
Feel it.
Uh-huh.
That'll help you. Okay. And so, and then with your relationship, your relationship is a little freaked out because you're sick.
Okay.
Yeah. Does he act like that? Does he say that?
No, he's just, I would say since about June, he's just been doing very irrational things that are just like really causing me and my kids to have a lot of anger towards him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is he smoking weed?
No, but I think he's been intaking more alcohol than normally. And I just feel like he has a lot of demons.
Yeah. I just cleared a bunch of addiction demons off of him. You know, I think I would argue with the weed thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he feels like he's high, you know, and so, but I cleared it away. So he looks better now. There we go. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Now, do you see kind of everything with our vehicles kind of coming into place? Because my daughter needs a replacement of a vehicle. My son And I just want to feel good, you know, and just move through all of this.
Much better now. There we go. So how your head got quiet?
Yes, yes. And how do you see my money flows?
Better now. Everything's better. Okay. Yeah, I peeled you out of this dark upside down spiral. And so now then you'll find that you'll go up instead of go down. And so
yeah. And do you see my relationship working out in the future? Because my kids have a lot of anger towards him as well.
They're not dating him.
Yes, I know. But no, I mean, I know
means I'm in denial.
Oh.
How old are your kids?
20 and 18.
Okay, let them go do their relationship and you do yours.
Okay.
Yeah, your hands got hot.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, don't put it on them.
Okay.
That's what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, deal with your thing. Okay. And let them go deal with their things.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I just.
And you'll be happier. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, when you have 20-year-old and 18-year-old, and you've done all this work to raise them. Did I mention raise them? And you do everything and for the kids, and you do everything for the kids. Did I mention doing everything for the kids? You do everything for the kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Go have a relationship.
Okay.
It's your time now.
Okay.
Your feet got hot. Feel that?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, girl. There we are.
Do you think he's a good match for me? I mean, he's been acting crazy.
I think he's a little crazy, but I think he's a good match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. He loves you, if that matters to you.
Okay.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
Apprehension in your voice.
Yeah.
How come?
I guess because of the things that he's done.
Well, I'm not telling you he's not an idiot, but I think he's your idiot.
Oh.
So rather than keeping score with all the things he's done, right? You might have to just really try to help him stop doing them and try to, you know, he's worth the trouble to rehabilitate.
Okay.
I really think so. I think that if you try, you can fix him. You know, my little country mama Eunice, and she got married after my dad, who was a nightmare. And she married this guy, and the first time I met him, he was totally drunk.
Oh.
Right? And he was like, I'm like, this guy. And I'm like, you know, my little country mama said, you know, mama, this man is a drunk. Do you know he's a drunk? And she was like, yeah, I know. I said, well, why did you marry a drunk? And my mama said, I'm going to fix him. And I was like, and I thought, honestly thought she'd lost her mind. Right. And I thought, oh my God, I got to take care of her too. Anyway. And so, and you know what? She fixed him.
Oh.
You know? And so, and they had 30 wonderful years together.
Wow.
And so, because she fixed him, he was the nicest man I had ever met. He treated her like gold, and he was really in love with her, and they were in love. And she fixed him. And so she said, he's never had anybody love him. She said, I can love him out of this. And I was like, really, mama, you think so? She's like, I'll show you. I'm like, okay. She sure did. But I got a vision of her and her doing her thing. I think you can do the same. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I have faith in your relationship. Try to have more yourself and you're going to find you'll be there. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, honey. Good luck. I felt good about that one. I felt really good about that one.
Yes. Yeah. Good job, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember my little country mama and Cleo?
Oh, yes. Cleo. Yep.
She was so sweet. I loved your mom and your sister, Joyce. I miss them.
I've seen them in the last few days. I did this meditation. The meditation on Wednesday, guys, if you didn't get it, pay attention. Go back and pull it off from the website. And I showed you how to tap into your loved ones on the other side. And you know what? Since I did that meditation, my family members won't leave me alone. They keep coming in, you know, they're like, you know, going through something. And so anyway, in a very good way. And so, yeah, that's important. If you want to get in touch with your family members, just go to the meditation that we did last Wednesday. And so, there we are.
Good meditation.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. I have Gail Greenwood. She's having a little bit of an emergency right now.
Okay.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for being patient.
Oh, sorry. Hey, girl. Nope. Oh, sorry. Unmute again. I think I accidentally muted you. Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, girl. What's going on?
Hi. A couple of things. One, my dad was in the hospital with massive chest pain. They sent him home later that day. The other one is the carbon monoxide detectors keep going off at the farm and new batteries are put in. I'm going now with my camera to check the intake and outtake for the furnace. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's going on with everything in my life? It's going crazy. One right after another.
Yeah, I'm peeling a bunch of junk off you. Feel how you got dizzy in your head. Feel that?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. And so what happened was you had this negative spiral black hole that was going a million miles an hour backwards, and it was bringing all this dark energy in and throwing all the light energy out. And so, but it was a counterclockwise spiral. And so that's, I got you, I reached in and got you out of there, but that was a negative vortex that had basically ate you alive. And so, and I pulled you out of it. And that's the reason you feel like your whole world's going all over the place. Now you're going to feel much more normal, and you'll see things will go back to normal. Okay.
Okay. So, good. Anything with my dad or the carbon monoxide?
Well, I see everything looking really, really bright, and I'm just seeing everything going different and better. You know, including that thing, and so. All looks good. You know, it all looks good. It really does. It looks like you'll figure it out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just got to get the cats out of there and my friend out of there till I get it figured out.
Yeah, you will. You'll see things will start to work. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good
luck, honey.
Have an awesome, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was great. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I had every possible food you could possibly eat. It was wonderful. Yeah. And you know, being from the South, you know, a lot of times Southern people are really good cooks. And yeah. So I can cook about anything in the world. And so can Linda. And so Linda was cooking. I was cooking. Everybody was like cooking their thing. You know, it was really fun. It was really fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
So, well, you have an awesome weekend.
Hey, you. All of you. Thank you. All right. Lots of love, girl. You look good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, good luck. Bye.
Perfect. Job, who we got, honey?
Thank you, Gary. I have Matthew Wallace.
Oh, hey, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew Wallace. If you could actually turn your camera on so we could spotlight you. Maybe he's not ready. We'll come back to him. Sorry about that. Okay. The next one on the list is Katrina Casey. Hi, Katrina. Good to see you. Being patient. Oh, look at the baby.
Hey, there we go.
This is Danny.
Oh, Danny's so cute.
Thank you. Yeah. He's been the best baby ever.
Yeah, he's a little angel. He's very connected to the angel realm. When I first look at babies, they connect with whatever I'm connected to because they're so empathic. God, he's a pretty baby. He's really pretty.
Thank you. He looks just like his dad.
No, he's really a good looking kid, and he you know, a lot of little babies, everybody thinks that their baby's the cutest little thing, right? And so, but yours is actually really cute, you know, and really pretty. Look at his little pouty mouth. Oh god. Yeah. Mm-hmm. he's beautiful. But if you notice how red his ears have gotten since I've started talking, that's pretty crazy, guys. Look at that. Check it out. See, it's getting redder and redder. That's him connecting with his angels. And so because he's empathic, like you know, everybody, but he's empathing the ability to speak with his angels and God. And so that's what he's empathing for me right now. I'm not making this happen. I'm just observing it and seeing it happen. And so, but I see the angels wrapping him up, especially the angel, the Archangel Michael is now just wrapping him up in a special blanket, you know. So he's very connected to Michael. And so, how neat. You know, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so there, his little
Thank
ear,
you.
His ear will go back to normal in a minute. So there we go. Precious, precious. Congratulations.
Thank you. So my question is, so earlier today, I was sitting on our couch and I don't know if I was feeding Danny or just hanging out with him. And in the center of my chest, I felt like as if my heart like slowed down and like there was like a pang of anxiety. And I'm not sure if it's like hormonal anxiety, postpartum, or like I'm on a blood pressure medicine temporarily. I was going through like the list with my husband, but I was like, well, maybe it's anxiety, but I was like, everything's going great. You know, there's not,
yeah, I cleared everything off, but I don't see a problem.
Okay. Yeah. I just wasn't sure. Cause I was like, I'm on a new medicine. So, and it's temporary. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, so. I don't see anything wrong. So have fun.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Enjoy your psychic baby.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and then I have a second fun question. We have a drop ceiling in our house and I swear I just heard an animal in it. Do you see an animal like a mouse or a squirrel?
Nothing that can eat you, but yeah.
Okay.
I think you got probably a squirrel up there. All right.
Oh, Tommy, you're right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Good luck, okay?
Thank you, Christina.
Oh. All right, bye. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye. Happy holidays. Thanks.
Look at that little baby. Cute. Look at that little baby's ear.
Oh, I love him. Danny's so I like the name Danny too. Oh,
so who are we talking to, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I got Maria A. Hello, beautiful Maria. Thanks for being so patient. Good to see you. Miss you.
Hey, girl.
Oh, and mute. There you go.
Hey, Gary.
Hi. Hi. What's your question?
It's been a minute. I am wondering, well, I guess I had two quick questions, health related. I flew back from Tennessee to Minnesota on Monday and I got really sick on the plane. And this happens to me every once in a while. And I don't know what to do anymore. Like, what's that about?
It's a weird thing that I experienced this because of my leg problem. And so I have a hard time flying because of the pressure in certain planes. Some planes have a bad exaggerated pressure. Some, you know, the pressurized cabin, some don't. Okay. Is what I figured out. And so I was on a plane the other day from Minnesota to North Carolina and it was rough, you know? And so you have the way it's affecting you is blood pressure.
Okay.
It's making your blood pressure do something crazy. So that's what you got going. You may check into that. Okay. And so there could be a blood pressure pill or something you take when you're flying.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I see your, it makes sense. Okay. Because I see your blood pressure going sky high when you fly.
Okay. Know? Yeah. And I look around and everybody's just completely fine. And I'm like, the plane is spinning. Do you not see the plane spinning?
Yeah. No, it's your blood pressure, honey. Just be careful of it. Be careful though. Okay. So pay attention. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will.
Get all that checked.
Okay. And then my other question was, I am 18 months postpartum, Gary, and I just cannot lose the weight and I don't know what else to do.
You'll be able to now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You feel a little different in your chest. If you notice.
Was it my thyroid? Yeah. What was that?
Don't know.
Okay.
Whatever it was went away so fast, I couldn't tell what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a dark energy that was affecting you, and I cleared it, and it just flew off. So there you are.
Okay.
you'll feel better. So see what whatever that was. I don't know.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, good luck.
Oh, I love her too.
Oh, she's the best. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Stephen Beatty. Stephen, thanks for being so patient. How you doing?
Hello, Gary.
Hey, guy. How are you?
I'm struggling, if I'm honest. Yeah, I feel like I'm in a bit of purgatory last few weeks. Rupert's been really struggling for the last 3 weeks. Lots of head banging, lots of distress. So you kind of wake up and straight away you're in crisis mode. So I just wanted to see what's going on.
Hang on just a minute. Say his first name.
Rupert. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Better. I feel your head went real quiet.
Yeah.
There we go. I got rid of all the demons. He was tapped into a whole dimension of demons. So it was just like basic insanities. And so now then you're gonna find things will calm down. Okay.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard to keep clearing him and the rest of the family, but it's a full-time job and I don't seem to be too successful all the time.
Well, it is a full-time job, and though you are successful, because I think you'd feel, you know, you want to be able to get above it and clear the negativity. You know, there's a lot of negativity, and you're able to do it, so do it. There, that's what I say. Okay.
All right. Would you mind clearing my abundance blocks as well, please? I mean, I'd like to be able to get a session with you, and I'd like to have a better life.
there we go, buddy. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. Now you're good. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Gary. Really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. There we go.
Happy holidays. Better.
Hey, what's Michelle, up? Who we got, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going back to Matthew Wallace now that his camera is on. Hi, Matthew. Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Hello. Happy holidays.
Hey, buddy. What's your question?
Okay. So a couple real quick. I've been trying to get a reading with you, too, and it's been difficult. I'm glad you made it home safe.
And, thank you.
I want you to look at my mom. She's got some health issues. That's one of them. She's struggling. She's lost a lot of weight.
She's kind of calming down now, so it looks good.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then also Allie. So I was dating Allie for 9 years. We've been friends for 13 now, and we got joint custody with my dog, and she's had major heart surgery and had to have a pacemaker, a temporary one and a permanent one. She died 4 times, and I just want to see what you thought there. And
I think she did really good to get through it.
Yeah,
and she looks much better on the other side.
Yes. Okay. Good.
So she got through it. You know. So,
all right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Intense. Yeah. Strong. She's very strong. Good woman. And then also, if you could just look at me, anything clearing? You know, I'm doing well as far as staying the course. You know, clean and sober and all that. So I'm very grateful. So I'm really on the spiritual path now, and God's showing up every day. I'm getting signs every day. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Yeah, so you're able to manifest like crazy, and you're aware of it, and so beautiful. No, you're really really good, you look good. You look good and sober. So there we go.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah,
yeah. I cleared up everything negative. I just got rid of that I could see.
Wonderful.
And I see a positive thing with a vehicle. Are you getting a new vehicle?
Well, maybe a van down the road, but I'm in a vehicle I drove out to your house, you know, and it's good. I don't know.
Yeah. I see another vehicle. That's what I feel. Yeah. So it looks
okay, good. And relationships. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe clear some anything around that, right? Relationships that might be
better. Better now. Yep. It'll all work out. That's what I see.
Yeah, everything's looking good, Gary. I really appreciate you. I'd like to come see you sometime, visit you.
Good. Yep.
Anything good. You can help and be around you. It's just great.
Perfect, buddy. Perfect. Thank you.
I'll send you love and light. And when is your birthday? Is it the 4th or the 5th?
The 5th.
All right, cool.
We were doing this big party in Vegas, and it was like I didn't quite. I had a surgery I had to do, and so we couldn't do it. But we look forward to having lots of parties in the future. So there we go.
Sounds good. All right. I love you and the team. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
He's great. He's fun. He was so much fun at the retreats, remember?
I know. And he looks good. I'm so proud of him. He's doing really good.
I am too. I am too. You know, addiction is a rough one. I mean, it's the roughest energy. It really, truly is. And I only got like a clear addiction, you know, maybe a year and a half ago. And so there we go. I just cleared all this off of you, God. There, he looks good now. Perfect. Michelle, who we got now?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Ryan Medina. He's been so patient. Hi, Ryan. He was so
Ryan's our buddy.
The retreat. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan. What's going on?
Hey, Gary. How you doing, my buddy?
Good. Really good. What's your question?
Just real quick. Thanks, Michelle, Dean, everybody. I was also at the last retreat, which was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Absolutely life-changing. Life-changing. For me, I got two questions. So first of all, I was working with a client, clearing her off and just doing a lot of my work. And I ran into a coven of witches. And took me about 4 days, to finish it off. But I just want you to look deep inside me and see if they kind of got a little bit on the way out the door.
Well, what happens is, you know, sometimes when people wish you harm, they'll wish you control. In other words, they'll try to, you know, control you or whoever. And so that's the way some of those things work. And I see a little bit of control energy on you, and I got rid of it. So there we go. That's the reason you feel really light right now.
Thank you, my brother.
Appreciate you. So you'll be all right. You're going to be all right. Yeah.
Hey, second question. You know, me and my best friend, we're just kind of working through a lot of healing through each other. And I just wanted to see if you can maybe give us a little boost. It's been really difficult, but you know, we really love each other and we're really trying to heal from it. So I just wonder if you can just clear us off and just get us a nice, beautiful path.
There we go. I did. There you go. Easy. Easy to do. Okay.
Love you, Gary. Love you, my brother.
You. All right. Talk to you soon.
And another organized coming for you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, my brother. I appreciate you. Love and always.
Ryan, you're so awesome.
I love you, Michelle.
I love you too. I love all your crystals and your art, everything.
So grateful.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. When I look around, I just see a lot of light with everybody. Through this holiday season, what you guys have got to do is you just got to wish each other well. You know, we all have problems. We all have difficulties. We all try to get through it and get to, you know, the other side of anything negative. If you ask God for the spiritual gift of, again, a golden diamond bridge, I see it coming down. And this is a bridge that will get you through any troubles you have. So ask God, God, please give me this golden diamond bridge. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And thank you, God, some more. And so, but I see this really working for you. Every bridge, it will be something very special and for you. And so thank you, God, for this gift. Appreciate it, God. Thank you. And so remember, treat each other well, treat yourself well, love each other, certainly, and love yourself. And so, but this is a time where the more you appreciate you, the more you love you, the better you're going to be. And the more you appreciate your buddies, your friends, your family, even if they're idiots, they're your idiots, it's okay. And maybe you're their idiots. And so just love them. It's all going to happen really good for you. And you can outlove the problems. You really, really can. The golden bridge with diamonds will make a big difference in your world. Call me if you need me, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. We're starting to do a few sessions now, which is cool. I'm having fun with that. 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you real soon. Talk to you soon.